there, wonderful parents. It's Kathy here, your self-esteem booster and host of the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Welcome to the challenging yet enriching journey of parenthood, where every day presents new hurdles to overcome and lessons to learn. I'm on a mission to help you reach your full potential. I'm not here to beat you up for your past parenting hiccups, but instead to focus on three critical pillars that I learned from being a parent and grandparent that turned myself and my family life around. My three pillars are assertive communication, conflict resolution, and those all-important healthy boundaries, all leading to raising self-esteem in your children and yourself. So let's get started. Today, I'm exploring the topic of boundaries. Just what are boundaries? What is their importance? And how do you set boundaries within your family? Teaching our children boundaries at an early age is essential. It teaches them responsibility, what is expected of them, how far they can go, and what happens if they go too far. It also teaches them delayed gratification. Setting boundaries early in childhood helps to make the teen years smoother. However, no matter our age, we can all learn new things like setting boundaries. So what are boundaries? Boundaries involve establishing clear expectations and limits within your family. It's like creating a safe and loving space where everyone knows the rules, encouraging respect, understanding, and open communication. What boundaries are not is a means to be selfish, brutally honest, and rude. Another thing I want to clear up is the difference between a rule and a boundary. A rule is a restriction you put on your child, such as not using your phone during family dinner time. With boundaries, there are consequences for actions and behaviors of the rule. The boundary for the rule above is, your phone will be taken away until tomorrow morning if you use it at the dinner table. Picture boundaries as our friendly guide, helping us make wise choices and treat everyone nicely. But why are these guidelines so good for kids? Here are five benefits for boundaries. It gives them security and comfort. By defining clear boundaries, you provide a sense of security for your children. Knowing what to expect creates a stable environment, making them feel safe and loved. It teaches them responsibility. Healthy boundaries teach children to be responsible for their actions. When they understand the consequences of their behavior, they learn valuable life lessons, and it builds self-confidence. It teaches them respect for relationships. Setting boundaries promotes respect within the family. Children learn to respect others' needs and feelings, which lays the foundation for solid, healthy relationships in the future. It teaches them how to talk assertively. Healthy boundaries encourage open communication. Children need to feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and emotions when expectations are clear. Assertive communication creates a solid parent-child relationship. Let's say Olivia, a 10-year-old, has a boundary about privacy in her room. Instead of being quiet or aggressive, she practices assertive communication with her parent. "Hey, Mom, I like having my own space in my room. Can we talk about how we can ensure it stays private?" This way, Olivia expresses her feelings and needs while maintaining a respectful and open conversation with her mom. Another benefit is emotional regulation. Boundaries help children regulate their emotions. Knowing limits helps them manage frustration and disappointment, developing emotional intelligence. Lily, a 2-year-old, is at the grocery store with her mom. Lily sees a colorful candy display and wants a candy bar. When her mom explains she can't have candy right now, Lily has a temper tantrum, crying and stomping her feet. In this situation, the boundary is set around not getting candy whenever Lily wants. And the temper tantrum is Lily's way of expressing frustration and learning to cope with disappointment within that limit. Or take Alex, a 16-year-old, frustrated by his parents' decision, responds disrespectfully, declaring, "This is so stupid. You never let me do anything. I can't believe you're so overprotective. It's just a stupid sleepover." Despite the disrespectful tone, the parent needs to maintain their boundary, emphasizing the importance of getting to know the friend and their family before allowing the outing. Understanding how rules and limits affect our lives is essential for growing up. Think about it. What we learn at home about sharing, being kind, and following rules doesn't just stay at home. It goes with us to school, the friends we choose, who we marry, and even our jobs. Knowing this, parents must set good boundaries for their kids. Here are some simple tips on how to set boundaries. Establish clear expectations. Communicate your expectations to your children. Use simple language that suits their age level. Consistency is key. Be consistent in enforcing boundaries. Children thrive on routine and predictability, so stick to your established rules and consequences, even when you're tired. I get it. I've been there in my parenting days. It's not always easy. However, consistency creates a sense of stability and reinforces the importance of respecting boundaries. Make setting boundaries a collaborative effort. Discuss the rules and the consequences for breaking them, allowing your children to voice their opinions and concerns. When children feel heard, they're more likely to follow the rules. Lead by example. Children learn by observing. Demonstrate the behavior you expect from them. If you want them to be polite and respectful, show them through your actions by being courteous and respectful to your children. Encourage independence. Children need to make age-appropriate choices within the established boundaries. Allowing choices develops a sense of independence and responsibility. If you have a six-year-old, you could say, "Do you want to pick out your clothes for the day? Or choose which bedtime story we read tonight?" Or say you have a 10-year-old. You could say, "You can decide how you like to manage your homework schedule. Do you prefer doing it right after school or before bedtime? It's your choice." Well, that wraps up today's episode on boundaries. For our children to discover their boundaries, we as parents must know our own. Setting our boundaries is how we teach our children, because they are always watching to see our responses. Parenting is a continuous journey of self-discovery and connections. Small steps make progress. Clear expectations, consistency, and involving your children build a foundation of respect, understanding, and open communication. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I bring this episode to a close, I invite you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters, which drops every Thursday. Discover strategies for positive parenting, embark on a journey of self-discovery, and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Next week's episode delves into the topic of conflict resolution. Remember, the conversation doesn't end here. Head over to my website at parentingyoungsters.com, where you can share your thoughts and continue the dialogue. There's always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. Now here's your tip of the week. Try the traffic light language. You can implement a traffic light system for communication. Green means that your child is ready to chat. Yellow indicates caution or need for space. And red means they need time alone. It's a colorful way to teach effective communication boundaries. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?